of the Kiewik, located in the Pook foothills. The city had been heavily invested in, with grand buildings under construction, but halfway through construction in 880 AD, everything was abandoned. The so-called Maya Collapse has also been identified earlier on that century in other longer-established cities, but we still don't know if those states fell for the same reasons. To throw some light on the matter, George Bey.
Yeah, I think the main occupation of Kiewik, really the basis of its wealth, was agricultural exploitation. So the area that Kiewik is located in has some of the best, if not best, soils in the northern Maya lowlands. Water is the big problem there. And so they were able to produce large agricultural surpluses, we believe, and also probably forestry products too, hardwoods, resins, plants, animals. Then what's one of the surprising things about Kiewik, or interesting things, is that although we do have the typical kind of image of Maya royal families, there is a surprising amount of vaulted architecture suggesting a fairly high degree of wealth among non-elites. I don't know if you want to go so far as to describe them as middle class or upper middle class, but for example, a small perishable structure of a mason's house with someone we believe who extracted stone and limestone cement for the construction of the buildings. And even those sorts of houses had formal entryways. They would have supported perishable roofs, but concrete or stucco floors. So the quality of life was quite good, even for the working people.
Right. So what happened with this discontinuous occupation then? It was abandoned, apparently.
Yeah, that, of course, is one of the big questions about Kiewik and the Maya area, Pook area in general. And you clearly, somewhere in the latter half of the 9th century, 850, 870, 880, up to 900, maybe a little past, the Pook region where we work was abandoned. As people know, the southern Maya lowlands, Tikal, Palenque, the other great cities of the south, had already been abandoned. So the Pook was one of the last regions in the classic Maya world to undergo this process of abandonment. The Pook region, being fragile, a fragile environment, probably was susceptible to periodic abandonment or population contraction during its entire history. What's so distinctive about this is these major centers like Kiewik were abandoned and they never returned. That's the difference between what might have happened previously.
And before we get on to the why, what does this abandonment actually look like archaeologically?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, what makes Kiewik special is that we're finding evidence of what we would call rapid abandonment, so that we're seeing in houses and in buildings evidence of the people leaving materials in their rooms, people in the process of constructing buildings, for example, the new palace. So there will be unfinished plazas. There will be buildings in the process of being constructed, walls actually being put up and just left there as if the workmen were preparing to raise walls and walked away. And in the case of Stairway to Heaven, Escalera al Cielo, we are finding both in kitchens and in the elite structures pottery, other household artifacts left on the floors and in place in these kitchens, suggesting that the abandonment was fairly rapid and they were unable to remove all the household items at the time they left. One of the clues for us has been, surprisingly, an object called the metate. And Maya people in the past and until recently, even in some areas today, use grinding stones in order to grind their corn to make masa or tamales and tortillas. These grinding stones prehistorically weighed several hundred pounds. These were large blocks of basalt, or in our case, mostly limestone. And in the case of Kiewik and Stairway to Heaven, what we found in front of the houses, particularly the ancillary or support houses in association with these elite structures, these vaulted buildings, was the metates were sitting in front of the doorways but turned over on their side. And so we pondered this and talked to the local Maya who we work with today, and to them it was pretty obvious that what we were seeing was that these stones were turned on their side because the people didn't want the depressions formed from grinding to fill up with dirt and leaves. And this is typically what people do when they are going to leave someplace, but they intend to come back. So one of the exciting things for us is that not only are they leaving objects inside the houses, abandoning them fairly rapidly, but the idea that by turning these batates over, this abandonment was, in the minds of some people, designed to be temporary.
Fascinating. So when they left, they didn't think it was the end. So why do you think they were leaving? What are the key theories on this?
Yeah, I think it's like the key variables that we have to consider. One is population. Population in this region, the Puuc and Bolinchen, was really at its height during the late and terminal classic period. The size of sites, all of this had increased dramatically in the period between 800 and the time of the abandonment. The area was perhaps being stressed out or reaching a point where its carrying capacity was problematic. And then you combine that with the fact that this area was undoubtedly intensively cultivated. As I said, we think that the Bolinchen was one of the key production areas in the north, so that agricultural exploitation would have been at its maximum at this time. The intensive agriculture might have also been another variable that was fragile. And then third variable would be water itself. There is absolutely no permanent groundwater in this region except caves. And caves obviously are, you can use a cave to maybe survive in terms of your requirements for drinking, but it can't support agriculture. The agricultural system in the north and in the Puuc region was completely dependent on rainfall agriculture. And the people themselves had developed a very sophisticated water management system. Every household had a large subterranean cistern to collect rainwater during the rainy seasons. There were some temporary reservoirs as well, but again, the entire civilization is based on a very sophisticated and careful management of rainfall. So those three variables, then you add the fourth variable, which is the disruption that's taking place in the south, migrations of peoples, the collapse that's taking place to the areas south of them, which they would have been both aware of and probably impacted by in terms of migrations and things like this. And then the kinds of socio-political events that were occurring to the north of them, such as the appearance of the Chichen polity at Chichen Itza, which would have been another factor disrupting the landscape or changing it. So if you add all of those things together and then you throw in the possibility of a destabilizing factor like a period of drought, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, that could have been the kicker, or that point which tips the scales for the abandonment of the society. They were pushing the system probably as hard as they could at this time, 850, 950. And with a period of drought that would have further destabilized things, political unrest, anything like that, it could have triggered the process of contraction and abandonment that we see.
So there are several reasons why Kiewiek may have fallen, but it looks like warfare or drought, or a combination of the two, had something to do with it. That was George Bay, Professor of Anthropology at Millsaps College.
Thanks, Duncan. You're listening to Naked Archaeology from the Naked Scientists.